Item 533, accept the Lentz Town Center Urban Renewal Area 5-year action plan and direct staff to implement through budget recommendations.
Patrick Quinton and Trang Lam are here to talk about this. Just a couple of words in advance of their presentation. PDC has been working on 5-year plans, action plans for the urban renewal areas, and we've got others in the works as well. In addition to one that we have here today, we have Central East Side and Old Town Chinatown and Gateway and South Waterfront. Each of these, and this one too, is a comprehensive plan for investments and partnerships. This one in particular reinforces that the Lentz urban renewal area is a priority for the city, lays out a strategy for the next 5 years about where we focus our investments, where they'll have the most impact, ensures that existing residents and businesses benefit from the change that we're trying to foster. It's a framework for other bureaus, BES, PBOT, planning, parks, housing, PDC, to all work together. Gives certainty to businesses and developers so that they feel comfortable in making their investments in concert with ours, and includes an implementation timeline and metrics to gauge our progress. We have not only our own team from PDC here to present today, but also some representatives from the community who've worked really hard on this, and we'll call them up next. But we also have letters of support in the file. Just I think the fact that we have these is illustrative of the good work that's been done here, from Nick Sobey at Rose Community Development, from Randy Daigle at Lentz Body Shop, from Dan Clock at Bridgetown Natural Foods, Moses Cooper from Working Glass Acupuncture, Brandon Rhodes from Rolling Oasis, Cora Potter from the Lentz Neighborhood Association, and Nick Christensen, longtime Lentz resident and activist. So the fact that that's the base of support behind the plan that we're presenting, I think, is an indication of a successful collaboration with the community. Appreciate that. So welcome, team.
Thank you very much, Mayor Hales. Good afternoon, commissioners. And yes, that was a great introduction. I'm Patrick Quinton, executive director of the Portland Development Commission. I'm joined by Trang Lam, who will do the bulk of the presentation. She is our neighborhood manager. I was hoping Kimberly Brandon would be here to do the introduction, our deputy director, since she has really demonstrated much of the leadership around this initiative, but she actually came down ill. So I'm pinch hitting for her. But as the mayor mentioned, we have taken this new approach to thinking about our priority areas throughout the city, and it's really to turn us to action in these areas. But it's also meant to be far more of a cross-bureau holistic approach to thinking about our work in these neighborhoods. I think people rightfully look to PDC when you think about areas like Lentz or Gateway or South Waterfront, but I think we're only at our best when we work across bureaus. So this really is, this represents the work of many bureaus. And so before I get into it, I would like to just acknowledge the great work that's been done. And you can see on our slide here the work of many bureaus across the city, including BES and PBOT and planning and housing and parks, but also the work of our friends at TriMet and Metro. In a minute, I'll talk about Metro's role, but Metro helped fund some of the early work on this. And then as you'll hear from the testimony, we've had the great involvement of community stakeholders. Our Neighborhood Economic Development Leadership Group has a redevelopment subcommittee that is includes a number of community representatives, as well as people like Ed McNamara from the mayor's office and Joe Zender from planning. And so we really do mix in community input with some of the more technical expertise. And then we had a special group of Lentz stakeholders in particular to weigh in on this, folks like Jesse Carnett and Nick Christensen and others. So this really has been a collaborative effort, both within the city as well as within stakeholders. And before I turn it over to Trang to get into the substance, just want to kind of talk about a little history on how we got here, because the action plans really have been the mayor's charge to us to turn a lot of this, the work that's been done over the years in different areas, to real actionable plans, things that we can accomplish in the next 5 years. But we do build on some previous work here, and in particular, what we build on is something called the Foster-Lentz Integration Partnership, which was actually Metro-funded work that was started over 3 years ago. And it really was meant to look at the Foster corridor, so from 52nd all the way to 122nd. And we did a lot of work, once again, across different bureaus, across different issue areas. So we obviously think a lot about redevelopment and economic development and industrial land development, but we've had floodplain issues and kind of basic land use issues and others, open space opportunities. So we've really been looking at this issue for quite a while. That work has flowed into the Lentz Action Plan Triangle Highlight, where some of the flip work, as we call it, has actually benefited us in Lentz. And then once again, as I mentioned, we took that work and added the input from the stakeholders and really thinking about what we can do in the town center to come up with the action plan. And then the other historical basis for the work is really a number of strategies that have been in place and put in place over the years. And once again, the action plan is really to take all this good work and turn it into action. So this is really the last piece. But there's been a lot of thought through the Lentz Town Center Business District strategy, our neighborhood economic development strategy. Portland Housing Bureau has done a lot of opportunity analysis across the city and thinking about where those areas are. And then, as I mentioned, we have the flip work. And so it integrates thinking about how to activate business districts, how to deal with some of these different complementary uses. But it also thinks about the issues of gentrification, displacement that are becoming very, very active topics of conversation in neighborhoods around the city. And I think in Lentz and Southeast, outer Southeast, we have an opportunity to get ahead of issues of displacement in a way that maybe we haven't in North and Northeast Portland. So we're very excited about this. We really do feel like we're at a moment in time where there's a lot that we can get done in Lentz, and in particular in the town center. And I'm going to turn it over to Trang, who's going to explain you what we're going to do. Thanks.
Thanks, Patrick.
Good afternoon. Yeah. Thank you for this opportunity. I'm going to run through this action plan and then have a little bit of time at the end for questions and testimonies. So I'll start out broadly with the Lentz geographic area. So this is a Lentz urban renewal area. It covers over 2,800 acres. It touches six neighborhoods, three business districts, and our statistics show that, you know, the residents here are more ethnically diverse than the Portland as a whole. So we recognize that, you know, this action plan can't be a one-size-fit-all approach for Lentz. So the approach we took was that we organized the action plan into four focus areas. So commercial, so what we call commercial corridors, neighborhood centers, affordable housing, and then finally our industrial and open space area. And I'll take you through the goals and objectives of these geographic areas, as well as talk a little bit about some of the actions that fall under them. So overall, this is a petal diagram that shows our four geographic focuses. We wanted to focus investments where they have the most impact and deliver on the following goals. So in our neighborhood centers, where PDC is actually investing approximately $25.7 million into redevelopment placemaking work within our Lentz Town Center area, as well as within the West Foster node. In partnership with us, you know, PBOT is investing $5.2 million in infrastructure projects that actually help improve the placemaking piece, as well as promoting private and public investments for businesses. In our commercial corridor, we're focusing on increasing safety and vitality for Lentz commercial corridors with PDC's focus of our $6.7 million in a little bit of infrastructure project, as well as working with business development officers in those commercial quarters to help our long-term business owners, as well as the small minority businesses in these areas. Affordable housing area, we're partnering with the Portland Housing Bureau, who's investing about $9.1 million to preserve housing affordability for homeowners and renters and to encourage rehabilitation and construction of new units. And finally, but not least, our industrial and open space along the East Foster Corridor, which is east of the I-205 area. Here we're investing nearly $7 million between PDC and BES, really looking at how do we intensify the industrial land use out here, as well as take a look at the 100-year flood mitigation.
Are these all five-year
these are all
dollar amounts?
These are cumulative within the 5 years, yeah. So I'll start off with our first geographic area. Our first neighborhood center is the Lentz Town Center. As you know, PDC owns about 40% of the land within the in the town center. We worked diligently with our community stakeholders, our redevelopment subcommittee from the Neighborhood Economic Development Leadership Group, as well as our technical advisory groups from the other bureaus. And what we recognized here was that, you know, the community is looking for, and this is their words, not ours, a game changer in redevelopment to change the reputation and increase the vitality of the Lentz Town Center. And the game changer within our conversation really didn't mean, you know, a giant redevelopment only, but it also means, you know, incremental changes along along the town center area. And where we focused in on was 92nd Avenue. It was the most pedestrian-friendly commercial corridor, and historically, 92nd is named a Main Street. So we said that, you know, and here our first objective will be to, you know, do redevelopment, but really approach it in two ways. One is to continue focusing on a larger redevelopment project and develop a mixed-use project that the community's been aspiring for that has a anchor grocery store. And so that's identified in the action plan. But at the same time, we wanted to make sure that this community had a main street similar to other areas, you know, in Portland. And we've kicked this off with, you know, doing storefront improvements. So the image that you saw initially was El Pato Feliz, which is a restaurant there. We've done a lot of storefronts along 92nd. We are actually have a new brewery coming into our building. So that's a part of kind of the redevelopment piece of this. We are working with privately owned property owners. And then we are also investing in, you know, infrastructure in this area to create, you know, a holistic look at the town center. And then finally, you know, PDC's work is always to work with small businesses and ensure that, you know, we're tenanting these with small businesses, local businesses, and making sure that, you know, these spaces are affordable. Our second neighborhood center is what we call the West Foster node. And similarly, in this area, you know, we are partnering with PBOT to make sure that the infrastructure investments leverage with placemaking and with investments for our businesses in the area. So we use our PDC programs for business development. But in addition to the business development piece of this, we're working with both redeveloping our properties, and the first project that we've kicked off with is the Mercado. Nathan Teske is here today to talk a little bit about that project, and we're really proud of the project because not only is it redeveloping a piece of property in Lentz, but it's actually providing, you know, a great business development for microenterprises. We're working with private property owners again, and what we focus in on is long-term property owners. A couple examples that we have in here is Mount Scott Field. They have about a four-acre site there, you know, that they're redeveloping. We've been helping them do feasibility analysis and walking them through what that process of redevelopment might look like, as well as historical buildings like the Phoenix Pharmacy Building. Commercial corridors. In commercial quarters, we recognize that we can't do the major redevelopment like we are doing in the neighborhood centers, but what we're focusing on is commercial quarter safety, partnering with PBOT and then also with Metro and others to take a look at, you know, rapid transit system going west-east. With PBOT, you know, we're working on the 122nd Avenue streetscape improvement, which is filling in sidewalks to make it safer for kids and folks that live out there between between Ramona and Holgate. And finally, you know, the core work we do, again, is working with businesses. So we're looking at providing, you know, business assistance with our programs to small businesses along all of the commercial corridors. And that includes Foster, includes 82nd Avenue, Powell Boulevard, and 122nd. We can't do this alone, so we are partnering with our local community organizations, such as Foster Green, Eco District, you know, Lent's Grown, FABA, which is the Foster Business Association. And then we're also working with, you know, our bureau partners to make sure that we're taking a look at opportunities where mixed-use projects can happen. Affordable housing. This is really led by our bureau partner, the Housing Bureau. And here we're really focused on, you know, what Patrick was talking about is getting a little bit ahead of, you know, the displacement or gentrification that could happen out here with the growth of redevelopment for commercial uses. So what we found in our data has been that areas basically west of 82nd is gentrifying or has displacement. The areas between 82nd and 205 has a high pressures of gentrification. And then, you know, east of 205, you're still seeing kind of lower rents and lower home values, but the quality of those homes and the qualities of the multifamily isn't that great. So the Housing Bureau is really working hard to make sure that affordability is still there, that new units are going to be provided for, that people have an opportunity to become homeowners and then also take advantage of some of the education programs that they have. Industrial and open space. I think this is one of the large areas that we've taken a look at in partnership with, you know, our Bureau of Environmental Services, the planning sustainability, as well as parks and transportation. In this area, you know, what we're looking at is taking a look at the industrial land and how do we intensify industrial uses there to promote traded sector business development to create more jobs in the area. Industrial land in Portland in general is limited, so we have this opportunity out here. At the same time, we want to actually facilitate redevelopment expansion of privately owned properties. This doesn't only mean that we're helping out privately property owners for the industrial land, but it also means that we're helping out the Leach Botanical Garden, the Zanger Farms, the Springwater Wetland Area. These are all regional destinations that actually is a benefit to the Lentz community and to our region in general. So all of that combines down to our objective 16, which is a significant objective for all of the bureaus, which is to prepare for the future of regionally significant industrial lands and natural amenities. And for this objective, it's really a long-term project that we're looking at. There is a consensus between the bureaus that taking a look at the 100-year floodplain mitigation is important and that this should become a real project. And so all of the bureaus are right now taking a look at this and project planning for how do we get there. So this is one of those projects where it's probably going to be a 20-year, you know, year project, similar to what BES has just completed, which is kind of the nuisance flooding, the 10-year occurrence, which took them around 14 or 15 years. And this is the 100-year, so you can imagine that this will be a much longer process. But we have it in here because we believe that in the next 5 years, we should all be taking a look at this and at least saying that we should be project managing for this. As Patrick mentioned, and Mayor Hales, you mentioned this around this action plan, is that we have metrics. So a part of the action plan is metrics for the next 5 years, not only metrics around the actions that we're taking and taking those metrics annually, but at PDC and at other bureaus, we're taking baseline metrics annually as well. Safety, metrics, census data to kind of measure how the community as a whole is doing across the board from the housing to education to income levels, and then really assessing annually, you know, has the projects, you know, that we've completed helped or, you know, or maybe even, you know, displaced some folks, right? So we're learning from the work that we're doing. So this slide is really around a snapshot of what success might look like in the next 5 years. To the left, which is the neighborhood centers, industrial and open space, these are more of the capital improvement projects that we hope that will be completed, that these will be goals that will happen, where five projects in the Lentz Town Center will be under construction or constructed already in the West Foster area, at least two projects. And obviously, we have a project that's going up right now. And then in an industrial and open space area, really taking a look at our regional destinations and saying, how are we helping them do these capital improvements? And then to the right-hand side, which is the commercial corridor and affordable housing area, we're taking a look at the people that work and live in the area and really recognizing that we have to have metrics for the business owners that are there and really helping them with the programs PDC provide, as well as for the affordable housing, really looking at the residents that are there and identifying a metric for how many residents can we actually provide for with financial assistance during this time. So that concludes my my presentation. Again, thank you so much for this opportunity. We have some folks in the audience. And
all right, any questions for Trang or Patrick before we call on the panel?
Actually, it was just where did you pick the numbers for some of your targets, like 100 loans, things like that?
So we have annual metrics at PDC. We took the annual metrics that we currently have, and then we multiplied it out. And that relates back to the budget for our programs themselves.
And those aren't maintenance-level goals. I mean, that's quite an improvement.
Yeah. No, it's improvement. We don't do 20 loans a year in this geography.
That's a significant increase in the pace of activity in Flint.
Yes.
So we're holding ourselves to a pretty high bar here.
Right.
So. Which is good, I think, appropriate. So, great. Well, thank you both, and we may have more questions for you, but I know we have a panel here queued up and ready to go. Annette Mattson from PGE, Neighborhood Economic Development Leadership Group, Nathan Teske from Hacienda CDC, who's already mentioned, and Jesse Cornett from the Lentz Neighborhood Association. So come on up, please, and appreciate you being here this afternoon. Good afternoon.
Mayor Hales, members of the council, thank you for the opportunity to speak today on the Lentz 5-Year Action Plan. For the record, I'm Annette Mattson. I'm a member of the PDC Neighborhood Economic Development Leadership Committee, and I have been chairing this subcommittee through their work. I've served in the past in a number of volunteer roles in East Portland, including the 122nd Avenue Rezone Committee and the David Douglas School Board. When the opportunity to chair this group came up, I was excited because I care so deeply about the vitality of the Lentz Town Center urban renewal area. I was also a bit intimidated due to the expertise of the quality of people that served on this subcommittee. If you've seen their names and know their histories, you know why. They're a very impressive group. I was also nervous because I wanted this group to do right by the citizens of the Lentz urban renewal area because they deserve it. And I also wanted to make sure that the Lentz 5-Year Action Plan would be different, that it would be implemented, and that it would be effective. So many plans had already been done. To paraphrase one subcommittee member, Nick Savi, we have the plans. Where is the action? This work is a high-level summary of the plans and input already done. It directs the efforts of the urban renewal area over the next 5 years and focuses on impactful, game-changing projects in the urban renewal area. It assures benefits can be seen across the urban renewal geographical area, but without being so scattered that they lose synergy. I won't go into detail on the plan. You've all read it, and Trang just went through it. I do want to comment on the process and how pleased I am with that. Trang Lam and her team took all the work done to date on the Lentz URA, all the studies and all the plans, all the community input, and they prioritized it without reinventing the wheel. That first work was brought to our subcommittee to be energetically critiqued, tweaked, and reworked. We had some very exciting, very direct debates and conversations in those meetings. That revised work was then brought to area community stakeholders that had been involved in the Lentz Urban Renewal Area to make sure that what we had was in keeping with what had already been heard from the community. This work has been an efficient use of both time and public monies, and as a Portland taxpayer, I really appreciate that. Personally, I'm excited to see business assistance programs will be supported in this plan. We've had some great starts in the town center, but they didn't make it because of poor business management. When an empty storefront attracts a new community-friendly business, we want to keep that storefront full. I'm also very pleased to see something that I had harped on in the URAC meetings of the past, and that is metrics and measurement. We need a baseline. We need to know what numbers look like if we're being successful. That is a basic of every successful business, every transparent nonprofit, and every accountable government. The five-year action plan has these metrics. We look forward to your approval and your help in moving this plan forward. The Lentz five-year action plan can't be just the NED plan or even the PDC plan. To succeed, we need this to be Portland's plan. From your office, Mr. Mayor, and from all of you as commissioners and through your bureaus and down through the neighborhoods, each of us needs to take ownership and responsibility for the success of the Lentz Town Center Urban Renewal Area, because the city is only as strong as its weakest neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Annette, can I just mention one thing? We approved a budget today that had $75,000 for Zanger Farm for hunger programs. And so thank you. I know that you and Representative Reardon and many people in the community have been advocating for that funding, and I'm pleased that it was in the mayor's budget, and then it survived the gauntlet and was approved today. So thank you for your advocacy.
Well, thank you very much. As a member of the Zanger Farm Board of Directors, I really appreciate that. Appreciate your support for the needs of East Portland and as we turn our community around.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Nathan Teske. I'm the Director of Community Economic Development at Hacienda CDC. I sometimes like to tell people that I live in Portland, but most days I get to go to work in Latin America. The community work we do. Hacienda is known for its work in Northeast Portland, and we're new neighbors, if you will, in the Lentz area in Southeast. I'm also a member of the Neighborhood Economic Development Leadership Group and served with Annette on the redevelopment subcommittee that she mentioned. I support the approval of the Lentz five-year action plan and urge you to adopt it. In particular, obviously, my organization is working to develop the Portland Mercado, a Latino-themed market that will be developed at 72nd and Foster Road in the West Node area that Trang referred to earlier. We think this is a very exciting project. It will allow 19 Latino business owners to have an economic anchor in the neighborhood, hopefully putting a break on some of the gentrification pressures that Trang mentioned west of 82nd. Giving folks who are business owners an anchor in the city and in a neighborhood where we know there are pressures for displacement. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for coming to our groundbreak 2 weeks ago. It was a lot of fun. We hope to be open in about 6 months, so we hope to see you all there for our opening day. I also will just say, as a member of the Neighborhood Economic Development Leadership Group and the subcommittee, also excited about the plans for the Lentz Town Center, which is just down the road from the project my organization is working on, but as somebody in the community there, we'll be very excited to see what I think are a lot of really great projects in that Lentz Town Center. And I think serving on these committees, I've learned that in neighborhood economic development, often what drives revitalization is a change in the sort of emotional association with a neighborhood or a community. And we hope that the Mercado and the development on the West Node, as well as the work in the Town Center, will start to change people's sort of emotional association with the area that will have a positive effect and encourage other investment and revitalization. So thank you, and I urge your support.
Great. Thank you, Nathan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm Jesse Cornett, the chair of the Lentz Neighborhood Association. Pleased to be here. I was thinking as I was sitting here, I've seen, I think, all of you out at 92nd and Foster at some point in recent months or years, and so you're very familiar with this area. And I appreciate that. The comparison I always make to what PDC is doing in Lentz and the URA is with a basement remodel I started about 5 years ago. And I'm still not done. There are studs up. It's plumbed. It's wired. Yes, it's all permitted.
Glad you brought that up.
The it lacks drywall. It lacks floors. And if you look at the neighborhood, we've got tremendous sidewalks. Those are the studs. We've got great bike paths. Those are the wiring. We've got a brew pub coming in. That's the plumbing. What we need is that anchor tenant to be the grocery store, and that's finishing the drywall. That is when it's absolutely ready. Nobody would ever suggest I not do anything other than keep plugging away on my basement, and the city has to keep plugging away on this URA. So I appreciate the continued dedication to that. After a recent newspaper article, several of us, myself, Nick Christensen, Cora Potter, and John Notice all sent a letter to PDC. And the word that stuck out in that letter for me was entrepreneurial. We need PDC to be very entrepreneurial in Lentz right now. And if this plan is any indication, they are doing just that. And we appreciate it. So the a lot of what's happening right now is, I think, with Z House, it's going to be a catalyst for what's going to come in the neighborhood. A lot of businesses will see that and start trending there. It is happening, and that feels good. There is one thing in this plan that I would like to highlight a little over others. It's the floodplain issues. There are hundreds of homes between Lentz and Brentwood, Lentz and Powellhurst Gilbert, that are in the floodplain. Insurance rates keep going up. This $5 represents what the average Lentz resident who lives in the floodplain pays every single day for insurance, almost $1,900 a year. It also represents the amount with tip to get a pint at Z House Brewing. It's a lot of $5 that are going to fix hurricane-ravaged areas that could be staying in our community. So of everything in the plan, what I'm most excited about is an intention to work to resolve the floodplain issues, because that's critical for the economic vitality of the Lentz Town Center. The PDC team has been just tremendous to work with on this, by the way. They're always available, answering questions, pointing folks in the right direction. So Trang and Kevin and Allison have been a tremendous asset, and we in the neighborhood see that. So, and the one thing that I've said many, many times, and it's very well timed for today, is if you would like to see the potential of what that core area can be, come to the Lentz International Farmers Market. The first one happens to be at 10 o'clock on Sunday. You can see the hope that we have in our neighborhood. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
One point on the mayor on the floodplain issue. Director Marriott briefed me on that yesterday, and we looked at some maps, and they're doing ongoing assessments. With the success of the Foster floodplain program, we obviously have a template. The biggest challenge is the $40 or $50 million to actually implement the further work. So we'll look forward to continuing that discussion with you about how we might fund it over time, and including how we might finance it.
Sure. And when it collectively adds up to more than $1 million per year, the math starts to work.
So thank you.
Yeah, good point.
Before you go, I've received some emails about the streetscape plan, both for and against it. And Annette, you mentioned some robust discussions. Could you just, from your perspective, tell me a little bit more about some of the controversial parts of this plan, you know, what the discussion back and forth has been, and why you've landed on the proposal that's before us?
Are you referring to the Foster Corridor and the West Node, the street diet areas through the flip?
Yes, I think that's the area of concern.
As I understand it, the controversy, and please correct me if I'm wrong, the four, of course, obviously, slowing down traffic, efficient bike lane. Jesse is a biker. It's a great path through. Some of the opposition has to do with commute times through the area. Personally, I commute through that area myself, and I know that my 9 miles to downtown, unless I'm on the road by 7, takes me 40 minutes. So the idea is, if Foster is constricted further, what does that do to that time? Not everyone, due to their jobs, is in a position to take mass transit or bike. So, you know, FLIP has gone through an extensive process. I see that Maggie Skandarian is here. She can probably fill you in on everything down to the curb height as far as the input on that.
It is, I mean, one of many examples of how
a street is a neighborhood street. Any piece of any street is a neighborhood street to the people who live along that stretch, and it's a commute route for people who live farther out. Mm-hmm. So it has been the subject of a robust discussion, and we can't deny that there will be some seconds, maybe even minutes, of commute time added by slowing down the traffic in order to make that area safer. And it's, I mean, it's something we've gone back and forth about, and it is, I mean, there is no free lunch.
I ride my bike down Foster semi-regularly. Most people would not believe it's actually faster in rush hour traffic to get to downtown on a bike than to drive from 84th and Ramona, where I live. So it's a great route. The streetscape promises to make it better. The streetscape also promises to make it safer, which I think is critically important. The concerns that I have heard and raised are not about, obviously, no disrespect, Annette, her ability to get to her job or my ability to bike, but the painter and the janitor that lived next to me, who worked two jobs, 3 minutes a day adds up. And so I wouldn't want to minimize that in any respect. But I also firmly believe that making safety improvements to Foster is critical.
And I know there was some concern, too, from TriMet about the pullouts being inadequate. And then I heard comparison to they are the same as on Hawthorne. If you've ever gone down Hawthorne during rush hour heading west, the bus pullouts are, I would say, as a commuter, my personal opinion, inadequate. So,
yeah. How about the pedestrian environment? Has everybody settled that the pedestrian standards are about right? Have you heard any concerns about the pedestrian environment not being
in the plan?
Yes,
I think there's fairly good consensus that pedestrian safety has improved monumentally in that. So there's not any. I have not heard any feedback that it's insufficient.
Okay, and then how about parking? Because I know that on Hallgate, where we took out parking to provide bike lanes, there was significant concern from the businesses, particularly as you said, the auto dealers and such. Do you think you got the parking right?
Peabody's been very sensitive to the concerns of some of the business owners that are further down Foster. Even those businesses we may not necessarily like, their parking is being maintained. And that, if anything, is a complaint of some of the activists who would like to see this, that we're actually protecting too much parking for. There are plenty of neighborhood streets that offer plenty of parking very close to Foster. So as the diet gets implemented, I cannot imagine businesses struggling as a result of parking.
And are there sidewalks planned from those neighborhood streets?
Yes.
Some cases so, built, yes.
Sidewalks further down Foster where the parking is going to remain are by like George Moreland in there. They're very wide, very safe sidewalks.
Well, how about the ones that near the town center? I think there's under some streets there that don't side streets that don't have sidewalks.
Yes, so we could spend a great deal of time talking about the challenges of lack of sidewalks on Ellis, for instance, where you're going to have the streetscape where Foster is going to get even better, yet the slower side streets still don't have sidewalks. So that will. Certainly continue to be a challenge.
So that's what I'm wondering about. If people are going to need to park on the side streets, but then there's no sidewalks and there's a lot more parking, so where are people going to be walking?
There's not a lot of parking. There's not any parking on Foster right now up east of 82nd, which is where the sidewalk, where the lack of sidewalks are. So I wouldn't anticipate that being a big concern. Further down, where there is parking, the sidewalks like 60th, between 52nd and 60th, there's quite a bit of parking off the main strip.
Yeah, I'm thinking more up by 92nd when I've come up for the Ramona Street Fair and other events in the town center. It's been fine because there's not that much traffic on the side streets, so I'm walking in the road. But if there's, we hope it becomes a more vibrant town center. Is that part of the plan to do some more sidewalks where there aren't any?
Unfortunately, not in the near term that we know of.
another project we need to put on our list.
We'll talk about
Thank
that
you.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Yes. Yeah. I think it is important to remember that this summary, if you took every single plan that has been done to date for the Lentz Town Center Urban Renewal Area, they are an appendix to this plan. This would, and all of that detail can be found in those. This would be the high-level summary and the priority work of the catalytic projects that we want to see happen in the various areas.
Thank you. That's helpful.
Can I just add one other question to the hopper here? Jesse, how important, a number of years ago we did a master plan for the new Lentz Park, and we imagined what it would look like if we had many millions of dollars. In your opinion, how important is investing in that redevelopment of Lentz Park to the long, you know, to the medium-term aspirations that you folks have for the community?
I think it's very important. It would be nice to see some components of that funded. As you all probably are aware, NIA is putting a facility at the old Foster School site, which is behind the standard on 82nd. It's right around 85th area. So there's going to be a great housing community located there, which is in very close walking distance to the park. But that also takes away a little bit of open space that neighbors there use. So getting the infrastructure improved to get to the park and in the park, I think, is going to be critical. And I think sidewalks from there into the town center via Ellis are an important part of the puzzle, a very expensive part of the puzzle, unfortunately.
And Commissioner Fish, if I could add, as a resident who lives near Leech Botanical Gardens, that is another one to consider. And you want to talk about, again, game changers to the area. Leech is very different. It is a destination park. It serves much more than just the neighborhood, but it is part of that destination that it is an image changer for the urban renewal area. It is within the URA, as is Zenger Farm, as is the Lentz Park. But all of those are part of that, you know, our park situation.
Yeah, and I'm also familiar that there used to be a guy who was a park tech who managed that park named Phil Knight. That maybe someday we can take him on a stroll down memory lane and encourage. The last thing I just want to say is in the budget we had approved today, we also added $100,000 to expand some economic development programs, including some money for the Lentz, I guess, is it the Main Street?
Yep, Main Street.
The Lentz Main Street. And Annette, what you just said about Lentz and Lentz institutions as destinations is really important, because one of the things is, how do we brand the area? How do we encourage people to come? You know, you and I know that there's, you could spend a wonderful day there just visiting Zenger and Leech and Foster floodplains and then eating and strolling through the park and those things. But part of the challenge is to get that word out and brand the area. And so I'm the liaison to Venture Portland. And frankly, the last time we did a Little Boxes event, we didn't have much success going further than, say, Montevilla, and my vision is to get it citywide and to get all the business districts linked up and branded and getting the same love and attention. So hopefully this funding will jumpstart that, and we can think about how do we draw more people to the area and get them to spend money and in turn demand other services.
Thank you.
Okay. Other questions for the team? Thank you all very much for all your work.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Anyone else that signed up to testify? Okay. Patrick, come on back up. And Trang, any further questions for staff before we take anything else that you want to add to what we've heard
here? Well, I would add that if you want to spread the word about the Lentz brand, we actually have buttons for you.
Hey, good.
So the town center actually has.
I saw those.
Done branding work. Yeah. Lentz grown, so.
I saw those being brandished out there. Okay, it's only right.
Yeah. You can get a blue one since Commissioner Softman isn't here if you want.
The blue one. Yeah, I want the blue one.
Get him
the... Yeah, that's what happens when you're not here. It's black and white, but this one's more colorful. Okay, so properly adorned.
That was done through the Lentz Town Center branding work. So that's the brand that they've adopted, and we're trying to get that out there. Is
nice.
Way to draw people to Lentz Town Center.
And Commissioner Fish, we've introduced that group to Venture Portland, and you know, we're in discussion of how can Venture Portland help them do some capacity building as well.
Terrific. Thank you.
Here he comes. All right.
Dan saw that they're handing out buttons, so
yeah.
He actually, cool. the mayor took your button and gave you the
I upgraded to your button.
Gave you the monochromatic one.
There's some other colors somewhere in the room here if you want to.
I'm
going to start a brawl up here. Well, thank you both. Any further discussion before we take action on the resolution? Then let's do so. Roll call on the resolution, please.
Fish.
Well, it's been a very long day. We're in our, I think, seventh hour of council. We're going to set a record today, but we're saving some of the best for last. Thank you for your presentation. Ed McNamara, this may be, is this your final performance or your penultimate?
probably his penultimate.
Maybe penultimate.
Yeah, one more coming.
We'll save the roast for later, but thank you for your good work. Thanks to the citizen panel that testified, all the energy they bring to this. And I'm delighted that part of what we're doing is taking existing plans, sharpening them, and actually putting some muscle behind them. And the Lentz area deserves nothing less. So thank you very much for your good work. Aye.
Salzman.
Well, I, too, am excited by this five-year action plan and its narrow, the narrow scope, I should say. There's a lot that can be tackled, although it's important, I think, to try to do a few things well. And I think this plan has those elements. And certainly, I want to just compliment the emerging leadership and the existing leadership of the Lentz Neighborhood Association and the Lentz area. I think there's having been out there recently, and I sense a new energy, a lot of new people purchasing homes, and I think that all bodes well for that grocery store.
<That's right. laughs>
Ultimately, we'll get that grocery store out there, but there's a lot of good things going on in Lentz, and I think this plan is going to make sure that things get even better. So please support it. Aye.
Novick.
I, too, really appreciated the citizen panel's presentation. I appreciate all the work that you have done. And let's cross our fingers and hope that it has the hoped-for impact. Aye.
Fritz?
Thanks to the citizens of Lentz who have not given up. And for time and time again, we have tried to find that catalytic project and that catalytic plan that's going to finally make Lentz blossom into the community that it should be in, that the community deserves. So I've been anxious about this since we passed the East Portland Action Plan in 2009, and actually since I was on the Planning Commission and wondering how we could possibly get the right things to happen there. And I particularly appreciate your attention to affordable housing and to avoid gentrification and displacement, so that the people who live in Lentz now are the people who will benefit from the great community that it will become. Thanks very much for all of your work, and thanks to staff. Aye.
Hales.
I think we're all aware of Aesop's warning when he said, when all was said and done, much more was said than done. And none of us involved in this effort is interested in another shelf study, and that's what we're not about here. And I really have that sense. I think a combination of really good work by PDC, some dedicated staff. Kevin Cronin started towing me around Lentz a few years ago, showing me possibilities and ideas, and I think you're seeing that creative professional assistance from PDC and from other city bureaus, and the pretty focused effort from the leadership that I think is really going to pay off now. So I'm really impressed with this plan. I think we have set some pretty ambitious goals for what we expect to see happening in terms of development and redevelopment. The Mercado is a great and catalytic project. I think it's a nice ingredient that's going to really start paying off quickly in terms of both excitement and interest in Lentz. So I'm really enthusiastic about that. The other projects that have been mentioned are good ones. So I think this is a good blueprint. Look forward to continuing to have all of our bureaus work with PDC, because that's what it's going to take, whether it's a floodplain issue or a streets and sidewalks issue or what we do in the comp plan to support this effort. All the other bureaus need to be working in concert, but this is the right blueprint for that work. No, well done. Thank you. Aye.
Thank you.
And we are